So,
well, someone's asking me, are they shapeshifters? Is that an accurate term?
It's not a shapeshifter. They just take on a, they can take on any form. Shapeshifter is a balanced stage that this is where it is. This is what it is. But that's a shapeshifter. They have to have a shape. These things don't have to have a shape. They can be fireflies, you know, lightning bugs. They can be fireflies, mm-hmm. and a million of them like that as well. So it's as well. But everything is fine, and your urgency is great because now you're getting excited. And you got, they basically now, as Carolyn would say, now they got your attention. So good. You'll be ready. Whenever that is, you'll be ready. There won't be a set, no, I'm not going to do that, and I got to do this, and don't be making the phone ring, and what happened to Jenny anyway? Good. Okay, what?
Okay, Cal, you can go into your questions.
Is the lake of fire that's talked about in Revelations, all these volcanoes?
Yeah.
Mute yourself,
God. In essence is La Paloma Loma, La Palma. That's
yeah.
what they're. That's what they will call, that'll call the headwind of the lake of fire. This goes back to G.Q. Sanders' session where he had in the little book, they had one foot on the land and one foot on the sea. That's
wow.
what it goes back to. And we said it then, but it didn't matter then, but it do now. So that's good.
Right.
It's almost kind of like a review. Like Bob has done the wake forever. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But now maybe for the very first time, and he's even made reference to it, for God's sake. I mean, it became mm-hmm. like a mantra that he could vomit up information regarding it at any given time. Great for cocktail mm-hmm. parties if there's lots of liquor. You got to get them drunk, get them licked up pretty good to talk about the wake very long. But anyhow, he's practiced this to the point where it's not foreign. So this
yep.
incorrigible condition is perfect mm-hmm. because it doesn't alienate anybody. Because there's sets of aliens that are trying to work this out. Just like you have a lot mm-hmm. of ionauts that are all trying to ascend, you have sets of aliens that are wanting different cuts and different pieces, and, oh, we'll get him this way. Oh, we'll do him that way. Oh, we'll give him.
And the fires themselves, I was wondering, the burning process, is
fires
that the finishing
burn.
Up?
Fires don't burn. That fire's not burning. Carolyn, it's hitting the ocean, and it ain't even making steam. And when it is
yeah.
making steam, it's making toxic gas. That ain't how yeah. fire burns. That ain't how fire burns.
Okay. I was just equating it to the guff, the burning up of the guff, or there's a lot
okay.
of words in
so
Revelation.
So what you're saying is it's a fire so hot that it will purify the dross from all the gold in the earth. Yes, that's exactly right. Because the more you burn gold, the purer it becomes. So much so that that's why we say in the book of Revelation that the streets will be paved with gold, so clear that it'll be like unto crystal. You'll be able, the
mm-hmm.
gold will be so pure you can see into it.
I see.
Kind of
yeah,
gets, and it says it plain. It says it plain.
Yeah.
Like, and you go, no,
well,
that's not what it means.
Even
exactly
in the first key, it's burning the dross of the individual.
Mm-hmm.
So. That's the yeah. reflection of the gold. That's awesome. Okay.
That's the impact. That's called impact. That's the impact. Because what happens in the land has to happen in you. See, it's the
yeah.
heart of the matter is a matter
yeah.
of the heart. You got that twice in your notes. We're sure.
Yeah.
Because once that shifts and changes, you've got to merge and find a way to live with yourself. And that's what Tolle, the motherfucker, was trying to convey.
So, yeah.
That there's...
Yeah.
That there is a symbiont host relationship.
As above, so below.
Yeah. But this symbiont host relationship has to be garnered. It has to be, okay, it's like when Bob would train, like for a sport or something. He wasn't good at it, but he does great the first time. It's doing it again. It's when it gets a little sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it gets sketchy. But in practice, like in ice skating, He goes at it, and he goes back and perfects it by repetition. Repete. And then he gets comfortable with it. So he may not be perfect at it, but he can hold his own.
Right.
So
okay,
the symbiont host relationship has to be akin to like a training experience where it's not foreign to have an ability or a tactile inference.
Okay, Revelations 1:21, and the remnant were slain with the sword. What is the remnant?
The leftover. The remnant is the leftover parts. That's what you do with your the empty Remag bottle is a remnant of the Remag product. It's a remnant. It's the part left over.
The Mighty Mash. The Mighty Mash.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's a good one.
And is it that Israel or what is it? I guess I was wondering if the remnant was Israel or more than Israel. I don't know where I asked that.
No, Israel is nothing. Nothing.
They blew it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. They're gone. They're gone.
I know. Okay, and then
and that's okay, and that's why they're having the worst. They're having the most vaccinated, and they have the most corona.
Yep. They bought into it. Question: you talk about the worldwide war of the little men. Is that now the war of the vaxxed and unvaxxed?
Okay. We have to do a historical reference. It's the War of the Roses.
Okay.
And you have to apply that. If you apply it that way, it'll make sense. It's like nobody knew what they were fighting about. They were mad about property lines, or this was my spot, or that's my garden, or you rode your horse by here, da-da-da-da-da. So it's likened into the War of the Roses. And you won't know the difference in a second between...
The War of the Roses, nobody knew what they were fighting about, property lines and everything. So are you saying that the vaxxed and unvaxxed are fighting, or little men are fighting about something else?
It won't matter. It won't matter. It won't matter. Because, see, it goes back to the Plantagenet.
No, I don't want to go there.
Got you. We understand that. But this, you said, is it between the vaxxed and the unvaxxed? And we said, no, it's like the Wars of the Roses, plural.
So who's it?
Doesn't matter. You don't want to know that.
Who's
know that. We told you, you didn't want to know. You didn't want to go there. So we said, okay. But now, you're going to find is...
Go there.
Bob, you can do the
Plantagenet. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to tell you who the Plantagenet represents. You have an oligarch.
I can take that.
You have an oligarch. You have an oligarch. We have an oligarch. Okay? And now something is telling you that they know more than you. And you have to do what they say. We don't even know who the fuck they are. We don't know. Who says? Who decides all this stuff? Well, the people who say this is safe or not safe or tested or not safe don't even care.
Not,
where are they? Where is the thing that's in? You know, there's been a whole bunch of people dying with heart failure and their arteries are blowing up and they're dying of cancer left and right. Can't get in the hospital, not because of COVID, because of this shedding that these humans are engaging. But nobody's talking about that. Any other time, if one person died, oh my God, it'd be shut down. Every vial would be broken. Nobody take another drop.
It's authority usurping our potential for power.
For civil, contextual, bastard feudalism.
Civil, contextual. Something feudalism.
Bastard
feudalism. You've talked about feudalism one or more times.
At least twice, for sure. Well, that's what it's going to. But now here's the thing. Here's the rub. We have been clear with this entire lineage. Bob has followed this. He knows more about the Stuarts than probably anybody on the planet. J. Jesus. He's gone through it all the way through the Medici's at every level. He's got it at every level. He can tell you, he can sit down and school you on this shit. There's nothing to tell him. He knows it. Now, you might have an interesting monologue that catches his eye for a second, but he'll take it right back. He'll take it right back to York. He'll go, Hanover ain't got nothing on him.
Fine. Yeah.
If you put these pieces together and you apply them now, it's no wonder that the monarchy is all but falling away.
No wonder. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, when the queen mom was alive, and you get a child that goes out and starts doing something crazy, she'd have you have everybody in your world dead by breakfast. She didn't play at home, and she'd put you in. If you acted up too bad, she'd put your bitch ass in a sane asylum, and you'd live the rest of your days, never be heard from again. Mm-hmm. You're not going to affect the monarchy. That's what we're protecting, as she would say.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now that's what's happening here. So you're saying the question now comes back to, okay, then, you said some words. Great. Who's fighting whom? We go, okay. People are having opinions. They're developing quantitative opinions.
Yeah.
And then they fight for that opinion. However wrong or however justified, they overcompensate. They overcompensate the condition of, is this okay or is it not okay? Or, you're not vaccinated, so I'm going to kill you. What? You're not vaccinated, so I'm going to kill you. How the fuck does that work? Or, I'm not going to do anything because you got vaccinated, so you'll soon be dead. So I ain't worried about you. Do what you do.
Yeah. It is two opposite extremes, for sure. Okay.
And it's catching on. And it's catching on. Because otherwise, why would Duffy live with Catherine for 20 years and now all of a sudden he gets married if he wasn't concerned?
I don't care about Duffy. I really don't.
No, I know. But that's an example.
So are the angels involved with this war? Of course they are, because they want to
every bit of it. They want to win. This is the end of that. This is the culmination. Well, Revelation lays it out as the culmination of the ages. And don't forget now, don't worry about it because it's coming. Don't forget about the Valley of Megiddo. We went over that once for sure. And see, now there's going to be good blood, which is ascended blood, and then there's going to be bad blood, like Katy Perry. The Valley of Megiddo is going to be filled with bad blood. That's why you needed a good 7 million people head start on your blood supply.
Yeah. And is the bad blood actually, is that our vaccinated people, are they going to contaminate the blood supply?
Don't say vaccinated people. Say mRNA.
And what it does is
it changes the way the hemoglobin reacts to the body. It changes the way the hemoglobin of whole plasma reacts in the body. So it's what they tried to do with the HIV, when they created it, that's what they tried to do there so it would convince the body that it was superior and would kill everything else. But the
What's the HIV?
HIV, that's what they call HIV.
You silly. You're being silly.
Being cheeky. It's HIV. You get the HIV, there you go. So that's what they were trying to do. And so they practiced and practiced. You're looking at this going, you've got this all wrong. So the answer, don't say vaccine, because they could change that and make it okay. We're not saying that they won't. They're willing to do anything at this point. As much as been exposed, everybody's asleep, everybody's doped up, everybody's tripped up. That there are any humans in the United States of America alive right now is an absolute, an astounding, marvelous canticle before God. There's enough dope, fentanyl specifically, to kill everybody in the air. They could just take fentanyl and drop it out of airplanes over heavily populated people, and people would get enough and fall over and die. You don't got to take it in your body.
Next question. next question. Somehow I jumped to chapter 19, verse 11, and I saw heaven opened. Is that the Eastern Gate opening and the aliens coming?
Yes. Yes. It is. But it's not that easy. It's a development thing. It's quite there'll be a campaign. You'll be thrilled when they split the eastern sky. You'll be glad. That's why you like the Vestal version of Eastern Gate. You like that song, particular song, because it what it does, it's like what Bob's been bitching about. It brings it to a conclusion. Enough talking already. Let's do this thing. We're going to do it. Let's do it. If we're not, forget about it. We'll do something else. We don't care, but we're going to carry on. Let's get on with this. So on it is.
Okay, so about the Eastern Gate, you have said that the story would be completely unfolded. Is the merging also about the poles flipping? I don't know why I put merging in there, but is the gate have anything to do with with the poles flipping?
It's the Golden Gate.
And the Golden Gate, does that open up to the flipping? I want to know about the flipping.
Shuhan.
S-H-U-H-A-N?
S-H-U-S-H-A-N.
Shuhan. It's the, once a capital of Elam, E-L-A-M. It lay in the uplands of Shushana on the east of the Tigris, 150 miles to the north of the head of the Persian Gulf. It is the modern Shush on the northwest of Shuster, once a magnificent city, now in ruins. So that's a whole Bible reference to
add a gate to it.
Okay, Shushan. So that's the geographical position of the gates opening?
Yeah. It's the only eastern gate of the Temple Mount.
Okay.
The eastern gate of the Temple Mount.
The only eastern gate of the Temple Mount.
Correct.
Oh, the eastern gate is the Temple Mount.
Bob is saying the eastern gate is the Temple Mount.
No. No, it's not. It's the east of the Temple Mount. The Temple Mount's in the middle, and you have north, south, east, and west, because you had those four directions, remember, in the angel chart? Don't forget the angel chart. Don't forget.
How far east is it? Over to India?
He's asking how far east is it?
No, there's no space. You don't do space like that. You don't do space. It's close. How far is the east, Bob? It's over there. You're in the east right now. You're pointing east. How far east am I pointing? All the way east. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this is a question that, despite the merging of heaven and earth, are people still separate and unascended? Of course they are. Except the ones who are ascending. So I'll leave that.
All right. If you do it that way, as long as you're facing the Mount of Olives, which is a place, you can do that. You can do that way. You can parse that up a little bit.
Parse what up? I don't understand that.
The details of your words.
You're talking about the Temple Mount again?
We're answering your question. This applies
as
to
long
your
as you're face as long as you're facing the Mount of Olives, what can happen? People can merge.
Of course, yeah, they can. They can. That's right. That's what a gate does. It corrals you into a big space to a little space to enter into another space. That's what you were asking. That's how it works. That's why you do it that way. You got to come this way. Only by Bob. You can come any way you want to, but you're going to come by Bob. You're not going in there any other way. You're not going over the wall. You're not going under the wall. You're going by Bob. Yep.
So just being in this space can make you ascended. Is that what you're saying?
Acts 3:2, yes.
The gate. As long as you're facing the Mount of Olives, people can merge. A gate corrals you into a smaller space. So I ask, so just by being in this corralled space, you can, it can make you ascended. And I am saying
it can provide ascension. It can provide ascension. Because all you got to do is provide it, and then people embrace it or not. Here's the ice cream store. You can have all the ice cream you want, but you got to get it.
But facing the Mount of Olives, I can face the Mount of Olives from here. You can face it from anywhere, correct?
You can ascend, and you can ascend right where you are stomping down Hail Hill. You certainly can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look at the power you've garnered already.
Okay,
you don't even know.
No.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Because you're starting to wield it. You're starting to wield it now. Now, all of a sudden, you come back and you say, okay, here's how we're going to go. And the next thing you know, it works out. And you're like, shit, I better not say anything else. It works out. You're trying not to overrun anybody. You're trying not to overrun anybody. And quit worrying about that. Because they're not going to live long enough to matter. So do what you do. We got you. Do what you do.
Yeah.
Be okay.
Do what I do. Okay, good. I will overrun. Except
don't,
I don't.
Just don't
I,
back down. Don't back down. Don't back down because it's not necessary. It's not necessary. It doesn't help them. You're not, you're keeping them in the loop, out of the loop, but it's not helping them. Plow them over.
Yeah.
Get out of my way.
No, I'll do it for my position. But I don't interfere with JW and I don't interfere with Bob because I don't want to bring the angels to him. So I have those two rules. Yeah.
Good. That's appropriate. And you're fine from that standpoint because this is about your power. The more powerful you are, the more protection you provide for your stead, like a homestead.
Yeah.
Known as The Last Stand. I think Eagles made an album about that.
Yeah. Okay, next question. What is the sword that is coming out of your mouth? That's a quote from maybe it's Rev 19. What is the sword that comes out of the mouth?
Okay. It's a two-edged sword that cuts the chaff from the wheat. A thresher. Threshing floor. The sword of the spirit is what they call truth. Well, now, look what's happening. There is no truth. Oh, it's my truth. No, that's your lie. That's not your truth. That's your lie. No, it's truth. That's my truth. That's my truth.
Mm-hmm.
You have your truth. I'm going to have my truth. So what they're trying to do, who is they? What's happening is they're diminishing the sword's effectiveness of what's the truth and what's a lie.
Because
now you can't tell. Listen to one person and they'll show you proof. And then, that was just GCI. That's made up shit. What? You really going to believe that? You think the core of this earth is going to blow up? Come on. You think it's going to stop spinning? You think there's going to be no magnetism on this earth? Come on now. That's a little far out, don't you think?
So the sword coming out of the mouth, one side is truth and one side is a lie. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Two-edged. Yeah. Two-edged. And the magic of that sword, which goes into the whole armor of God, that's another conversation. How you apply it is you get to make your truth become the adopted truth. But you kind of go, well, that's silly. How do I do this?
Yeah.
Right?
I get it.
Right?
Yeah, got it. Awesome.
How about your sound check? Does your sound good? Better? Or maybe
the sound is awesome. Totally awesome.
Good.
Perfect.
Good.
Iron is perfect.
Good.
Question. Eat them up because they are not using their non-physical. And then you talk about the great exodus. Is that going to Andromeda? So, yes, we know that is. But the eat them up reference, can you describe what you
consume? To consume. Remember the little book? Remember the wormwood and the gall? He took it in his belly and it made his belly sour. Wormwood. It's like ivermectin. It'll kill the shit out of your worminess. A dewormer. I think everybody needs a good dewormer. What do you think, Dr. Dean? Little parasitic parasite action going on? Little dewormers?
Absolutely. I prescribe them all the time. With my Flora Revived, that'll deworm you.
Yes, it will. It will. It's amazing. It's amazing. Now, are you going to ask about that? We wish you would.
Yes. You love Flora Revived, don't you, Ion?
Yes, we do. Let me tell you why we do. We got the test.
Question, is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Bob, wanted to know?
Yes, yes, but others are too. See, you can have multi-kingdoms. Everybody can have their kingdom, and they do.
Mm-hmm. But if you're King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that does not necessarily mean you're a god. You haven't gotten there yet, correct?
Can you rephrase it, maybe?
If you say King of Kings, Lord of Lords, does that equal being a god?
Yes, it would.
It does.
God is never plural, but you have lots of gods. But then the Bible starts talking about gods, lesser gods, lower gods, almost gods, practically gods. So which is it? See, and we say God is one. God is one. But you're individual.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay. No problem. Question. The beast, Leopold, and the false prophet that are cast into the fire and brimstone, they go with the guff?
No.
But did they go the guff?
No.
I don't know what I meant there.
You mean when the guff disappeared, were they taken aback? Did the guff disappear, were they taken aback? No, they weren't taken aback because they never left. It's that what we call the in-between place where the unbaptized babies go, purgatory, in that in-between place.
I see. Got it.
You're going to have to we're going to have some Enoch rules here before this is over because we let it leak out and people are starting to play with Enoch, the book. Well, there's several books of Enoch. You're going to have to get into it. You didn't want to do that, and we understand it's more gobbledygook, but you're going to have to because some of those rules of engagement are going to apply.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, yeah, we'll do the Book of Enoch.
With a little Kabbalah on the side. All these crazy things that people have come up with over forever are.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
We're not saying Barbara Ann has a clue, but there's still power. She doesn't know how to use it, but there's still power.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. So, a sidebar here. JW is going to be away for 10 days. Does that mean we will not have Ion on the radio shows?
That's correct.
Okay.
And it's not because of that. It's not because we can't be there. It's because what you're going to find is that we'll monitor it all, but we have to give them a space. They're too familiarity breeds contempt, and they're becoming contemptible.
Mm-hmm.
And here's an example. We'll give one example. We gave a specific action or an issue of something that's potentially something that should be given attention to. Okay, Deb West. Okay, she saw something in her mirror. And her friend died who got vaccinated. She begged her not to get vaccinated, but she did anyway. And then all of a sudden, suddenly, she fell dead. Well, right as she fell dead, she didn't say this on the show, but right as she fell dead, she saw a reflection or an infraction in the corner of her mirror. And so before she could even get that part out, we understand that. There's nothing wrong with that. That's okay. But we didn't even let her say those words. We stopped and said, stop. Do not engage. Do not get down into this. Don't do it. Well, she took that. It's like, well, that wasn't like that. I have that all. It's like seeing a shape in the cloud. That's not a negative thing. I'm not a negative person. I'm a good person. I do good things. I know good people. So I'm not going to be upset by this. That's a very normal thing. It was my friend telling me that they had departed and just giving me a little wave, a little nudge, goodbye. That was no problem here. But then she says, but I'll sage everything just in case.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped, and we even talked about Oda Mae from Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
You start engaging this shit, and you have a little warm, fuzzy, orgasmic experience one time, and then the next thing you know, you've got a legion of angels or devils coming through that mirror tearing you apart.
I see.
Once you crack the door, that's what Bob says, once you crack the door, things can come in. If you don't crack the door, then nothing's going to come in. If it comes in, you can deal with it at the go. That's what the gate's about. That's what this ascension is about. That's how you're playing. These are the rules of engagement. And the game hasn't changed, but the stakes are everything now.
Mm-hmm.
You up the ante. No more free poker. No more free poker.
So,
now it's got to be serious.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so you're serious as a heart attack. And when you tell people, don't do that, and they waffle around, it's like, forget about it.
And so when she comes back in and she finally admits that she staged the house, we're going to tell her that this is a great holiday season and that sage is great with a lot of good cranberry sauce and a nice stuffing for a gospel bird.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your holiday.
Got it.
Because we're not
trying
to make a point. Otherwise, why would we care? We don't care. Do what you want to do. You're going to do that anyway, so do that. But they're hanging around. They're here. They're participating. They're taking words that are important. See, Bob does take us serious. Bob, he doesn't like what we say.
Yeah.
But he takes it serious.
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't know. I don't understand this. Ian says crazy words, but then they come true. I don't know. It's the strangest thing.
Yeah, he does take you serious. Now, should Bob play that a bit about
can,
Jeff West?
Sure can. Because it'll be stunned. She'll be stunned that all those details that we didn't even let her say. We didn't want to add a nice thing to it. There's nothing wrong with that thing.
Except you've
opened the door.
And it's still people thinking angels are little, you know, comfy, squishy, puffy things, and they're not.
Well,
I know
they
that.
They see them as little pooties. They see them as little cherubs, little pooties, what they decorate things. And, like, that's why they put gargoyles on a medieval architecture, to ward off the uglies.
Yeah.
That's what they're for, literally.
Right. I have an old question, and you've answered it, I'm sure, about the timing of when the guff emptied. Do you want to give that again, or you're done?
Yeah, it was a process. No, we'll do what you're doing. Are you kidding? You're with us. You drive this train. It was a long process. It was a long process, the building of it. But it's almost like it becomes a culmination, if we can explain it that way. You didn't start off with 7 plus billion people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You had to accumulate it. All right, and that accumulation forced people that were dying to come to the place. Now there's no place for them to go. Now there's no window. There's no reason. Now some would say recycle, but we don't say recycle because there's only one eternity. So how do 7 billion people each have their own individual eternity? How do you keep dividing and splitting, dividing and splitting, dividing and splitting? Oh, wait, isn't that what CRISPR did? There must be something to that. So now you have enough people to complete the work. You've proven it to yourself. I want some proof, goddamn it. I need some proof. I need proof. Now you've got enough matter to animate a god.
For 144,000
double helix strands in each cell.
Yeah, in each cell. Yeah.
That's how it works.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of helix, a lot of DNA needed there.
The matter, it makes room. See, what you have to do is you have to prove the point that there is room for that. And before that, they couldn't even see multiple DNA strands. They can't even accept that. So to have, forget.
But
144,002 would be amazing.
But here's a point. We've always said that the junk DNA is just the rest of the 143 plus.
We don't say junk. We say unactive. We say unactive, inactive, unactivated, or inactive. It's not junk.
So,
it's just not turned on yet.
If they are in us and not turned on, why do we need 7 billion?
Because you had to prove the point. You wouldn't accept it. You wouldn't have it. You had to, you want to see. You Missourians, show me, show me, show me. Okay, here it is.
So we had to prove the point that they, with all these 7 billion, that meant there was enough of the non, quote, junk DNA that could animate the ascended.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Okay. And those who ascend. Because, see, in the Lamb's Book of Life, it's all recorded who's going to ascend.
Wow.
We never said this part. We never said this part.
Mm-hmm.
It's already been prescribed before the foundation of the world. It was, your name was written in the Lamb's Book, in the book, the Gutenberg fucking galaxy.
Is that the little book or is that a different book?
No, that's a different. The Lamb's Book of Life is different. You can reference that. There's tons of references. But we never make a big to-do about that because they may be going to say, Ion, he's my soulmate. Oh, and by the way, am I recording the Lamb's Book of Life? Well, if it is, I'm going to go to the beach because I got some things to do. I don't really want to be bothered with the show tonight.
All things are recorded, well, that's the Akashic Records. That's all the things you rail against.
Of course, because we want them to. You've got to bring it home. You've got to. We can give you a mansion, but if you don't go to it, we can build you a bunker. But if you don't show up, we can save your life. But if you kill it, see, you still get that choice. You have that much power. So no, we would never say lay back, eat, drink, be merry, because tomorrow you're going to die, and then you get to be the king of the world.
That's what they do.
And so we rail against it because you have it. Life is a participation sport. Until you ascend, you've got to break yourself into the condition, which is what you've done marvelously. That's why we're able to say this easily, because you know now exactly how this applies.
Mm.
You're starting to get a real good idea how your meat sack body works, Dr. Dean. Did you notice this?
Mm-hmm. Right. So, yeah, you may be in the book, but you don't want to know it so that you don't forfeit your life to socialism. And the ascended are in the book, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. God knows. God always recognizes God. But then we turn right around and we say, everyone is created in the perfect image of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all there.
Do it.
But you got to get it.
Do it.
You got to get it. So is it heredity or environment? Maybe a little both.
Right. Little both. Question. What is the significance of the dragon becoming the red dragon, or are they related?
Okay. In Ezekiel, it lays out the four faces. And those can change.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it went from the cow to the man's head or the ox to the bull's head, and it makes a different reference. These things can change. So the red dragon gives a direction, not a participation. The change gives direction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like recognizing the difference between the four horses, four horsemen, of the apocalypse. You want to recognize which one. Now, some are studious, and they're really good at that. And they go, oh, okay, we're at this portion of the program. Oh, we're at this portion. So they're looking at like a movie script. And it is.
Yeah. Right.
And it is.
And now
the shit that's happening, it's happening. And they're saying, well, it's in the Bible. I told us that. Well, my God, look at that water. It's just now covered the big toe of the Statue of Liberty. Where have I heard that before? I know I heard that somewhere, but I can't imagine where that was.
So there's a red horseman. Is that related to the red dragon?
As well.
Yeah, as well.
It all connects. And see, they tell the story in every book. They tell the story in every book, trying to get you the notion of understanding the notion, not the book, the notion.
Right, right. And I wondered about the Red Dragon coming out. Is it related to the end of America?
Yeah, we'd not.
I don't think America's
not. We don't. There is no America. There never was. There never was. But we're not trying to promote that. But look what's happening to it, and that'll give you a good explanation.
Yeah,
people are willing to die for something that someone else owns.
Sodom and Gomorrah all over again. Mm-hmm. But America is it comes from it's another world. It came through a gate or a realm. Correct.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
And it. Will it go back to that other place?
No. We're going back home. The whole thing's going back home.
Yeah. Okay. No, going back home. And which is not where America first came from.
Correct. See, now you're going back to the war in heaven. That's how far back that goes. Bob was just a wee little brat back then. He was a wee little brat.
That's back to the war in heaven. Yeah. Okay, question. It just kind of follows. Going back to the Garden of Eden, that's Andromeda, correct?
Yes, it is. To the perfect garden.
Mm-hmm. So, question. You said Satan is an angel, and that
he
devil
is.
He's
an arch.
Is what
he's an archangel. He's an archangel. He's an angel over angels.
Yeah. Yeah,
that
and then, right, then it was said that you said in the Revelations series, devil is what humans created as the substantiation of evil. So is there something to be said there that we just have to separate the two,
Satan and
the devil?
Now, wait a minute. Satan is not the devil.
Exactly. That's what
you're going to get. You're going
to
get well. Mm-hmm. Right. But see what's happened. But see, you got problems now because you got. Look at Nostradamus' version of describing it. One is an act, and one is an action. One is an act, and one is an action that you have to equal balance. 15 minutes of good, 15 minutes of evil or bad. The balance. That balance. Now set that aside. Then you got Dante's version. Well, the devil made me do it as an outside source that's fucking you up. Well, that's not it either. You do what you do. Okay, well, you told us the devil is a liar. Okay, well, then everybody's a liar because now the truth is a lie and the lie is the truth.
Okay, so what you're saying
tooth,
there.
Just the tooth, the whole tooth and nothing but the tooth.
The 15 minutes of good and evil is just the way it is. It's not.
It's the divider. It's the divider for how you calculate the difference between Satan and the devil. The deceiver, Beelzebub, which is a completely separate god.
Mm-hmm.
See? They'll bring other gods into this. Baal is another god. That's why that's why you're a Kasha, so you can tell the difference between these mini demigods. Bob giggled. Bob giggled a little bit. He said, "Yeah, I keep her around for something."
I think Bob may be asleep. I'm sorry to.
Good.
Tell you.
That's beautiful, Dave. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. We've got we know if this is going to work, it has to begin with, include, or end with Bob. As long as that's the case, we're in. We're in like Flynn.
And just to clarify, when you say it's the divider and how you calculate the difference between Satan and the devil, we just don't even, the distance, there we go. Perfect. Question.
Now you can relegate it now. Now you're like, okay, now I've got a distance. I can see how far or close am I. It's this close to the edge. So be aware of the edge. You fall off the end of the earth. So don't do that.
Wow. Cute. Mm-hmm. Okay, question. Does the bottomless pit refer to a parallel world, and is that where the earth originated? So a double question. Does the bottomless...
Yeah. No, it didn't originate there. And it's the abyss. And it's the plasma fields creates wormholes that can drop you in and out of things. So it makes a black hole. But with enough connected ambient energy, you can open said wormholes to have a quantitative difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the abyss is that bottom of a wormhole activated in a space. We're going to say a space because we don't want you to get tangled up with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay. Wormhole. Interesting. Got it. A question, chapter Revelation 12, verse 9. And the great dragon cast out. Then you said, this is the very same dragon that's laid right up with the executive, legislative, and judicial branch. So I guess it's you were saying there that that's an exposing those, the government, the branches of the government.
Yeah, Well, okay. We would say that a little bit different. We'd say we're giving them the chance so they can expose themselves. Because that's what they're doing. They're telling their own tale. Hey, this is your Congress. You can do it any way you want to. Well, we're gonna. Mm-hmm. We're gonna make everybody rich. We're gonna give everybody all the money in the whole wide world. And then we're gonna tax you motherfuckers to death. But we're gonna give it to you the money. Mm-hmm. We're going to tax you to death. And nobody that's less than $10 million is going to pay one penny in taxes. The people who aren't paying taxes already aren't paying taxes, you see. So it's like, come on now. And when it stops giving any benefit for being a citizen, the straw man will go into the fireplace.
Okay, yeah. Well, most people aren't getting a benefit. Give me more on... I don't get the straw man goes into the fireplace.
Okay. When the reason they're taxing you is to pay for services and protection and societal reconciliations, right? So this system, capitalist system, allows individuals to create their own way, which is what God does. Pay your own way, which is what God does. It all fits in really perfectly until the tech body gets involved and says, no, y'all got this all wrong. My buddy Mal, we got this worked out. We're going to own everything, and we're going to give you what, we're letting you know what you can buy, and we're going to control it all. We're going to take care of this, and y'all don't need to worry about all this. The government's a much better efficient machine than you. Why do you get everything? How do you get to have five wives? I can't even keep up with the one I got. How are you going to get five of them? And so they make a law. Nope, you're not having any more children. That's too many. That's you can't feed all that. We're not going to give you enough food to feed them. So rather than having starving babies, for goodness sake, let's just get on with this thing. So it gives the sodomite version of integrity. There you go. You never heard that before. The sodomite...
Version of integrity.
That's last fun. Bible question. Play. You'll hear Bob with that. Bible play. He'll borrow that one. So let it be Bob. Yep. Bob can have it. It's his. It's all about Bob.
Yeah. Well, the last one here, is the 1,000-year period relating to the second death of little man who do not ascend?
Thousand-year
period.
They're talking about post. You're talking about post-rapture. If you're Jonathan Edwards and Sinners in the Hand of an Angry God, you see.
Yeah. Okay.
That is the reference because you get a chance because you're still God, Carolyn. That's what everybody messes up. We only see them as whole. And so when we want everybody to make it, and we say everybody has made it, but not. Almost persuaded, but lost.
I know, and it's interesting. That's the way I see humans as well. You know, I see them
human.
In their perfection.
We like how you say. We like how you say human. It's like yuck. It's like dirty laundry. Yuck. Aren't you gonna ask why we sang the theme song to the South?
No. So the South is taking over. Of course they are. Florida, Texas. Of course they are. Good point.
Where is the land of cotton?
Oh yeah. Alabama.
Cotton is king. Cotton is king. And so Victoria was indeed correct. And that's what's in play right now. The realm of Queen Victoria the First.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty cool actually that the South is
rising again.
Rising again. Okay, Bob.
The last
ready?
Great erection of our Bob. Isn't that great? And they got them clean. Make sure they're clean, Bob. Don't come in here nasty now. We can't take that nastiness. You got to get right.
What are you talking about when you say it goes back to the Plantagenets since the War of the Roses? What are you talking about? What is the War of the Roses?
That was the battle. That was the... Carolyn asked the question, will the battle of the ages be between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated? And we said, no, that'll change. The vaccination has fairly got nothing to do with it. Just like the vaccination isn't even a vaccine, for God's sake. So it's about the War of the Roses, these steps of these houses that do things. And they fight. They're battling each other just to be fighting, not over, you're vaccinated or you're not. You're vaccinated or you're not.
Can you get yourself into a better position? That's very bad reception and articulation.
Articulation. Well, articulation might be incredible if you could engage it. Yes. How about that?
You were okay with like, me, Ion. So wherever you had JW with me worked real good.
Same place.
So what would you describe, Carolyn, here? What's going on? He's blurry. He's far away. It's not good. Can't even broadcast. I don't even know if we could broadcast this.
It's fine, Bob. It'll work. It'll be fine on the tape. Don't worry.
It does seem to always come through, eh?
So what are the War of the Roses, what are they fighting over?
Who's in the battle since the beginning of it's been the battle is who's in charge.
Okay, so nothing there, nothing special. We're
nothing to see here. Just step away, sir. Nothing to see here.
Yeah, were
That's
they
right. That's good.
Were there aliens? Hanging around the various houses, meddling?
Yeah. Always. Call them angels from the realms of glory sometimes.
How did these aliens live? They couldn't fly off. They didn't have vehicles, did they?
They didn't need vehicles. They had, Let's change that. Vehicles don't have to be an ancillary source of modality. You can have a vehicle that's your body. So in that case, yes, but they don't have an outside part. You see, but it's not like a car they go to get.
They didn't have some UFO parked nearby to take off in.
Correct. Didn't need that.
They could travel anyways?
Correct.
What are these beings, lower level entities that are in the astral plane that are affecting humans? That she's talking about.
Oh, okay. It's the distance or the space that the others are running into or bumping into or being affected by. That's a soft way to say it. You'll have to develop it more if you want more, please.
Well, maybe I should just play a sentence by her. It seems immature, like cosmic awareness used to say. There were demons feeding off our blood and our death.
Right.
Is there such a thing?
All that woo-woo. But that doesn't matter. Yeah, but so. In fact, you do a lot of nasty things, too, to each other. So, yeah. And that's all the case because you have this, you're eternal. So to have this regard that something is vulgar or inappropriate or outside of the box of some sated level seems a bit divisible, like being visceral.
I think Ian said that JW was the first human to experience what he's experiencing?
Maybe not completely, but certainly very limited. Very, very, very limited.
What's very limited?
The number of people who's experienced what JW is experiencing. And JW hadn't experienced all of it yet. A lot of it, but not all of it yet. And it kind of gets him. You're very kind and you're very appropriate because you see these things. And JW doesn't. He just walks into shit. He don't know. You do. And you're very aware. You're very, very aware. And you guide him very greatly to keep him not too far, not too away. Slow down. Okay, let's go. What do you think? And pretend like you actually care what he thinks. And that's very pleasant. Makes him feel a part. Very nice. He has nothing to do with anything, but, you know, it's all good.
He, non-physical, never spoke to humanity before. So he's
not
a vehicle for...
Not like this. There's a few, not many. Because very few can stand it. What happens, Bob, this is the thing. It's kind of like running water. You run water all the time. Okay, but if you didn't have a way for it to go out, after a little while, you'd be flooded. The individual human with this communication that JW is experiencing, they'd drown. They'd get lost in it. There's no way you can sustain it. Somehow he is. There's no way you can go through all the things that he's gone through and stand up and keep on moving, keep it moving. It's impossible. It's impossible. You can't do it to somebody else and watch him wither, withering heights. Or Bronte, she didn't know what she was writing about.
Right. So, you'd see he's experiencing this. Beg your pardon? Or Montague, yeah.
Oh, Montague, so yes.
He's experiencing a flood of energy or a feeling that Ion brings, and not many humans were able to take that. Is there anybody you could name who had the amount of... flush that JW is getting that we might have heard about?
No. We will. Not today. We will. But see, we got to get your levels right because we don't want to overrun it. So yes, there are some, and yes, we'll give examples. And some people have little dots of lucidity. Even that stupid, what's her name? Oh my God. She was in, Olivia Dukakis, she was in Shirley MacLaine. See, Shirley MacLaine had a little dot. She had a little moment, okay? And she applied that moment, but it didn't last. It ran her over. She can't hold it up.
She had a moment of suffusion of feeling and energy?
Yes, but you can't hold that up. See, it'll run you dry. You'll drown. If the sun was so hot, you'll freeze to death.
Right. The sun was so hot, you freeze to death. The sun was so hot, you freeze to death.
Yeah.
Carolyn.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Ion. And is Ion talking through a JW kind of person in other worlds?
Often. Yes. There's 16 Bobs.
Bobs.
Well,
is,
no,
so
15. We lost one. We lost one.
Yeah, but you're not speaking through JW. You're speaking through Bob.
To Bob in other worlds.
Yeah, two. You're speaking to Bob in other worlds, and the person you're speaking through, like JW, is a different person in the other world.
It's a representation of JW. You'd recognize it as JW, although you might not even recognize JW. You don't do good with that. You're too worried about yourself to see anybody else. So maybe not.
No, didn't seem important at the time, did it, Bob?
Right.
What?
So
what didn't seem important?
To recognize another human being.
Recognizing other human beings. Yes. So is Carolyn attending those sessions with this Ion?
Yes. Yes, and she's using them. She's using them as a gauge because she believes that she's got this, but she has questions. But she doesn't push the thing she doesn't. She's like, okay, I've got my belief, what I know. And now help the part I don't know. Give me a little more detail. Come on, Ion, give me some more. Give me another part. While as we've gone through this entire ridiculous realm of living and just now finding out that there are three missing amino acids, just now finding out that that's the secret. How could no one know? They knew enough to save the spaces for them. Why wouldn't they go after them themselves, you see? That's the rub.
Yeah. So who are these other Bobs and other Carolyns talking to Ion in other worlds? Are they just other versions of us? And why are Bob and Carolyn together in other worlds?
Because Carolyn kind of digs you a little bit, except when you're a butthole.
Except for when I'm a butthole?
Correct, yes. Yeah.
So when we talked about the other Carolyns that were a bit different, you know, years ago, they found me.
There. Yeah. And put up with you. Because you're a mess,
right,
Bob. You say you're easy, but you're not easy. It's not a problem. It's just that it is what it is. Now, that makes you able to do stuff other people can't do. Because, see, you don't do anything, so you can do everything. She don't do anything. See?
She don't
is
do
that
anything.
Logical? You don't do
but
anything,
you said she
so
did.
Therefore, you, Bob, you don't do anything, so therefore you can do everything, because you do nothing.
Right.
See, she's a doctor. So she's got, oh, I'm a doctor, I have this, I've stayed this lane.
But the
she's
other
going, no, wait,
Carolyns are not
no,
doctors.
No, I'm a farmer.
The
that's
other Carolyns are not, the other Carolyns are not doctors in other worlds.
Some are, some aren't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one's a hairdresser in San Bernardino.
Yeah, and one's an underwater welder. That's my favorite one. Now, that's one, and that might tear you up now. You stomp the dog shit out of you, Bob.
Right. In another world. So, is Ion the same in other worlds, same as you?
We don't change, so yes, it's always the same.
So why are we
sometimes
in other worlds?
Boring. Sometimes boring, but always the same.
Right. Why are Bob and Carolyn in other worlds doing the Ion thing? Why are they, if they're sort of close, similar to this world, why are they in these other worlds?
Different representations of the conditions that you propose or purport. The conditions you purport. Mm-hmm.
Conditions that we purport. We need to have these variations of what we're doing here.
Yes, to run them out.
Run them out.
To play them out and see how they go.
Play them out, see how they go. Well, that's where you go to alternative worlds to experience, well, you work out the problems here.
To try
I didn't see. I didn't see these other worlds, Bob and Carol, and other worlds were connected to what we were doing here. They had their own separate lives, and they would be going to other worlds to work out their stuff that they have in their world, not our world.
Okay.
But you're saying we're sort of the same. We're connected a lot closer, not that different.
Sometimes, maybe.
We're being
ambiguous on purpose because the answer to that question doesn't solve your riddle. We're trying to solve your riddle, and we're going to get there. Don't worry. We'll get you there. We're like Delta. We'll get
you
there.
Why don't you answer it now?
Because you're ahead of yourself. Happily, but you're ahead of yourself.
In what way? Or were they ahead of, am I ahead of myself? How does that come out?
You didn't buy the Seagate 2 to 4 terabyte backup, so you'll have to wait till you do.
I didn't buy something.
Help you. Yeah, the computer man will help you with it.
With what? I'm talking about being in other worlds. What's the computer game got to do with it?
We are too. It's that realm or land that you don't control. The realm or land that you don't control. And that'll get solved.
What
is it? 4 terabytes Seagate backup.
Would you say 4 terabytes in CJ backup?
Seagate backup.
He's talking about all the interviews that you haven't, maybe haven't backed up. We have to get something and back him up.
Correct.
Why are you talking
about
them? I'm
not. Because that's the world problem. That problem is the same thing you have in another world problem. They're little hiccupy things. And so you run them out. Like, where did I put fivebody.com? Damn, where is that thing? It's the craziest thing. I didn't lose it. Where did it slip to? Where did it slip away from? How did it get away from me? So you play these things out in other worlds. And sometimes you go there to find out what happened to come back here to solve the problem.
No, we know about that, but I'm asking about the difference between Bob and Carol in another world from us here.
Yeah, you'd have to watch the If I Hadn't Met You, and you're not going to do that. So wait till somebody does it and they can explain it to you. It's the quantum culmination. Quantum culmination. It doesn't change the outcome, but it gives you a different perspective. Yep, you'll find that out. We'll help with that. You'll get that. You'll like that when we get there. It's a little weird for you right now, but it's okay. We're getting you ready. We're getting ready for the home team, Bob. You're doing good.
We look at pictures of ET ships on TikTok. They'll show a whole bunch of them dancing around. Somebody videotapes them.
Yeah.
They're all the new aliens.
No, not every single one. But a lot of them, yes.
What are the other ones that are there? They're from the old aliens, or are they separate
from the area
aliens?
They're still. We could say yes, but that would be a cheater's way out. We could just say yes and let it go, but we're not going to do that because there's still some leftover Area 51 cats that don't age because they also understand there's no time. So there's a few of those dilly-dallying of a foot.
They're aliens who have vehicles. What happened in... aren't they in Area 54, not Area 51?
We don't know. Both. They vary. Those are just made-up things. Don't worry about that.
Made-up things. What does that mean?
They call them this and they call them that, and they'll shift it to this and then they'll shift it to that. You'll see those things.
I don't know what you
just
shift to. You said you said ship to this, ship to that, or you didn't.
51, so. 78, 44, 22, it doesn't matter what you call the area. They are changing.
So it doesn't matter what you call them. They change. So that's all right.
What changes? Doesn't matter what you call them.
The
name, they change.
Correct.
The change.
Yes.
The names change, not the beings.
Yeah. Correct. That's right. Excellent.
The names change, not the beings. What did I say?
Correct.
The names change?
No, you're
okay.
Asking about the difference between 51 and 54.
Yes. What's the difference?
It changes. There's no difference. They change. They're interchangeable. Interchangeable.
Does
yeah.
the location stay the same geographically?
Not necessarily. It doesn't have to. It certainly could, but it doesn't have to.
Does the location
there are some
change?
Pinpoints. There are some pinpoints. There are some pinpoints that so far have never changed. Trinity and Wall, here at the Wall, that pinpoint has never changed. Never. From
that
Trinity Church
has
down
never
to
changed.
Wall Street. Correct.
Yeah.
That pinpoint.
That's
one that's never changed. In
well,
every
what
world,
has changed?
That pinpoint is the same. Practically everything else.
Mm. Well, okay, so my question was, are all these ETs that the TikTok is filming, all these new aliens bouncing around doing patterns, are they all aware of me and Carolyn?
Yes, every single one, and they're just showing off. They're trying to get everybody ready to see what you're going to work out. They're getting everything ready to see what you're going to work out. And they'll even announce it. Like, bring the one forth that we can blow
it
up.
They're not even
on.
Going to announce it? It's all too blurry, Ion. You're saying they're not even going to announce it?
The aliens may announce it, Bob.
I didn't get that. The aliens may announce it? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, Bob. They may.
Mm-hmm. The aliens may announce what?
We want Bob. We got to talk to Bob to work this out.
Okay. So the aliens are all like a hive mind. They all know what they're here for. And they dance around. They're like insects, mosquitoes, and in harmony with each other. And they all dance around.
Make a note. That get Bert to do give you a transcription of another world. Like a blow-by-blow, it explains everything you're talking about to the nth degree. And it's exactly 100% on the money. But you're not going to watch it. We got that. Don't worry about that. Bert can give you a blowdown of how that connects.
The TV show is called Another World.
Another life. Another world, another life. Ask Bert. He'll know.
Okay.